Clubhouse on Tuesday, I believe was, right? What kind of trends transpired during the conversation?
Yeah, and actually Tuesday was the last one. We did a kind of a season one small VC talks with my colleague Nicolas at French Founders. And the idea was to put some topics really related to VCs and to help also entrepreneurs understand what are the problematics, how, and all the topics were like around, last one was around how do you structure a fund. We had some on LPs, we had some on how is it for a startup to go international. So it was very investment and VC oriented, so that both worlds could understand themselves, because most of the time I think entrepreneurs see VCs as like, okay, it's a source of money, it's a source of capital, but they might need also to understand what is at stake and why they receive a no on an investment. It might not be personal, it might just be because of a lot of things, not on the thesis of the fund, etc. And this is what we were trying to kind of open up using Clubhouse platform.
Oh, right. So, and now you have co-founded and launched Lifon. Can you tell us a little bit what is Lifon and what is on store for the first months?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lifon is an early stage investing firm. So we invest in seed series A. We want to invest in French speaking entrepreneurs, because I created Lifon within French Founders, which is the first business club in the world. We have 40% of our members in the US, 40% in Europe, and 20% in Asia. So we start with Lifon on a human basis versus starting on the money. Not saying that we don't need the money, because obviously when you invest in companies, you need funds, you need money to make checks. But the idea is really to be alongside the entrepreneurs and help them in a very pragmatic way when they go international. So we invest in companies that think themselves as global from day one, as I said, early stage, who already have a go-to-market in their initial market, already have customers, and whose next step is, okay, now I'm going abroad somehow. It's that moment where we want to be. We co-invest, because we are not creating a VC lead type of firm again, because we know where our added value is very pragmatic on business and helping after the fundraising on specific topics. So it's not an acceleration way, I mean, model or incubation. It's more like, okay, you just raised fund, now you have money, what is it that you really need help on? And what we really want is the entrepreneur to be able to focus on where he has added value, where he could totally add growth to his company, and not lose time and make errors on things where other people can help, which are not core to the technology, the product, the business, where the entrepreneur has all his value. So to give you some example, that would be helping them on recruiting people, helping them on business introduction with companies they don't have any connection to in that new country. So this kind of thing, very pragmatic, very focused on business. Already, so we do a rolling fund. So I have the ability to get LPs every trimester, every quarter in the fund. So we have a fund. We invest. We do checks, and on top of that, we do that program to help. there is something different with what we do with Le Fonds, is that within French Founders, we also have an investors club. And the investor club is 250 business angels. I mean, some of them are also LPs in Le Fonds. And what we do is that any company we consider to invest with Le Fonds, we also present it to those business angels. What it means for the entrepreneur is that he has a bigger scope of investment. So there is the check that Le Fonds will make, but there is on top of that what business angel can do. And he also has the ability to kind of cherry pick people that will be really, really meaningful for him in its cap table. So those business angel.
So you haven't made an investment yet. You just launched it, right?
Yeah. So Le Fonds technically could have started making investments April 1st. So we will make investments soon. But yet, we haven't.
I see. But you have invested in more than 56 companies, I understand, through another initiative you had in San Francisco too, right?
Yeah. So
a little bit of what you've learned from investing on these 56, I believe is the number I saw on your current base.
Personally, I invested more than that because it's been 20 years that I'm investing as a business angel in companies. So, but my last venture was a fund called The Refiners. As I said, so this one was very, very early stage. I would say that we were doing IVF. It's just like in the lab. We were like working on embryos of companies. So this, as it has been a very early stage, I mean, the churn rate or the death rate is pretty high. And we still have 40 companies who survived. COVID didn't help very much. And we are starting to see great successes because we 2 weeks ago, we got our first exit with a company called Lalilo. And that was really great because they did really great in 4 years. So it's very hard to say when you do early stage. I finished the investment period with this fund almost a year ago, a little bit more. And so that means that the very first investment were made 5 years ago. What you see as exits is usually, I mean, the return on investment is usually more like 7 to 8 to 9 to 10 years. That's why funds are 10-year length. So what is very interesting when you do super early stage is that the life of the company is really a roller coaster, and you see those entrepreneurs evolving. And of course, you try to help them. It's a different story.
Tell me a little bit, how are you working now to meet with people? That's the biggest challenge, right? I mean, we're Zooming and Teams and so on, but how is it going to be in order to meet the potential entrepreneurs that we will be funding through Le Fonds?
Well, despite the fact that it's way nicer to meet in real life, and I really miss that. The beauty of communicating right now is that I think COVID kind of flattened the world, and the good news is that people would not even thinking about cross border or looking at Europe and would be like very focused or Silicon Valley focused. Now are just like it kind of shrinks everything. So that's the good news. And obviously investing for the past year and a half or so has been only remote, and everyone is doing that. There is, otherwise you don't do any deal. I mean, there is no way you can. Most of the deals are done. I mean, almost 100% of the deals are done remotely. Meeting the team via Zoom, as you mentioned, all those conversations. The good news is that you can still see people, which is, I think, important because If it was only over voice or over the phone, it could be really, really challenging. It's good to see people's attitude, reactions, and things you can still get in video. The good news, as I said about it, is that it kind of erased the frontiers, and then entrepreneurs in Europe could easily, or at least more easily, get appointments, get meetings with VC all around the world. Whereas before, you really had to travel to San Francisco to meet those VCs, or you really had to travel somewhere else. So yeah, I think it's good. I mean, real life will come back for sure. But it really helped for entrepreneurs.
Yes, indeed. Villemeur, it's a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to continuing the conversation.